Hey guys.
Hello there.
It is I, Casey, and Rio here.
Hello.
My co-host for tonight. We're going to be doing The Gray Man. That's exclusively available on Netflix. Let's talk about it. Story right off the bat.
I liked it.
I did too.
I was super engaged with it, and I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Certainly helped that Ryan Gosling is fucking cut in that movie.
Right.
Oh my God.
He's fucking cut in that movie. Him and Chris Evans are.
Chris Evans, he plays a great character in that movie.
Right.
Like,
I've been dying to say that.
So great. Like, I believed everything. I was like, this is who he is in real life. Fucking
right.
Crazy.
Like, this is refreshing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Captain America forced to be good guy, and you're wondering how the fuck he has his information.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I'm a sociopathic man.
Yeah.
I'm a sociopath.
He played it really well.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did.
And that mustache, my God.
We talked about that. That's like kind of creeping back right now. It's not a good thing.
It is not attractive.
No.
In Top Gun, it barely was attractive. In The Gray Man, it is not attractive at all.
It's right. And it's a pattern. It's in Top Gun. It's in Gray Man. It's in Invincible. It's in The Tomorrow War.
Ugh, they're trying to bring back the stash, and it is horrible.
It's really bad. Like,
really bad.
Who asked y'all to do this shit? Nobody wanted this.
It's like, please stop.
It's kind of making me uneasy. It's like a porn stash revamp.
And, like, the only movie that did the stash well was Super Troopers.
Yes. I give you that. It's hilarious. You expect it.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking cops.
Yeah.
They're fucking cops.
But I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, please shave that shit.
It's... No.
It went well with the character... With Chris Evans' character, but just, like, overall appeal, it's not attractive.
No. I'm surprised no one made a joke about his fucking stash. Unless I'm mistaken. I feel like Ryan Gosling did, but I probably missed it. You know whose stash I really digged? Billy Bob Thornton's.
Well, Billy Bob can pull it off.
Right. Like, it worked for him. He's
I was feeling Billy Bob's character. He had that, like, caring... father figure, but still, like,
I'm a salty. Uh-huh. I'll have a whiskey.
Yeah,
please, no fucking coke. I'm not a fucking pussy because I taught you and I taught this guy,
right?
And I know he'll kick your ass,
right?
So.
Like, 100% confidence in his guy, and he was just like, you washed out, you suck, good try.
You washed out in the worst of ways, not because you weren't good enough, but because you're crazy enough that no one wanted to train you.
Yeah. Like, you set off all the red flags, my guy, and...
It's a lot if a government is like, we don't want you to buy...
He was such a liability, my guy. Like, there was absolutely no subtlety in anything that he did. Like, oh, we're trying to be undercover, low profile. Yeah, let's just blow up everything. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Let's hire all these guys, watch them die, and... Oh, everyone's dead. Oh, no, wait. This guy's still alive. Go for it, guy. I don't care. I don't really have faith in you or whatsoever. I just need you to do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Acting-wise, that covers story and acting at this point, because that was just like... That was awesome. It's Ryan Gosling. We got Chris Evans. We got Billy Bob Thornton. We got Alfre Woodard. Her fucking character was awesome. I loved her.
That's
the black woman who was like who was stuck in who was the
oh,
one that
yeah.
she
Dude,
mailed.
She was fucking dope.
Yes.
She's just like, oh, we're over here. She's straight up, she's like,
right.
This is my boy. Fuck all of you guys. You're all dead.
I loved her part. Because she was so fucking tough. She was like, if I hear I'm sorry, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Right?
And he's like, I ain't going to say nothing. I just want to touch your hand. Get the fuck off.
Oh, get off me. Get your bullshit.
Oh, my God. And the way she... I agree. Just the way she went is like, well, this is why we're great.
Right?
Oh, my God. Alfre Woodard killed it. Fucking... I'm trying to remember her name right now. It's escaping me. Oh, my God. Oh, Ana de Armas. Ana de Armas.
Was that the chick that was helping him?
That was the chick that was helping him. She's the one who got into a fight with my boy from the Middle East, my beast from the Middle East. It was,
dude,
like,
his character was really well too.
Right. Like, you just, you understood his morals and you went with the fact that...
Can we pause? I got it. Richard just pulled up.
Gotcha.
I'll be right back.
Hey, my native Houstonians out there. Have you ever been interested or wonder about the day when you'll get to buy your first home? Or maybe you want to start thinking about making some sound investments and buying some real estate. Unsure of where to go or what to do? Well, go ahead and get on Instagram since you're there already and check out Alex_W_Realtor for my man, Alex Watkins, a Texas real estate agent and realtor who offers sound advice on Tuesdays called Two Piece Tuesdays that is relevant to information about real estate, whether you're ready to buy or sell. Go ahead and check out my friend Alexander Watkins' Instagram page on Tuesdays for Two Piece Tuesday information. That is Alex_W_Realtor. Go ahead and check it out, folks. Can't hurt to have too much information. And this guy, he's got it. Also, you guys can trust him. Always trust the black guy. I would know. They usually be the smart ones in the horror movies. Anyway, go ahead and check them out.
So yeah, totally love how this movie is like antithetical to like a spy movie at the same time. Like, it's everyone didn't like stick to their guns. This guy that Ana de Armas is fighting is like, hey, I don't want any part of this. Fuck that. Love the costumes. Love how we're going from China to Europe and we're watching all of the costumes like transition out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted Ryan Gosling's wardrobe. And the entire time, Chris Evans' wardrobe was just creeper. All of it was creeper. He had a polo shirt and like khaki pants.
Tucked in.
Tucked the fuck in. Oh, with the belt. God. Hell no.
I was like, he just screamed sociopath.
Screams sociopath, screams like rapist who would do it with no, with a whole smile on his face. God.
I like how Gosling, every time he came across somebody, he just kept asking him what his pad size were.
Right. I think that, again, another like really nice, like, I love that. Thank you. That's a beautiful detail to this whole movie. It's like, everyone assumes, like, once you're in a spy movie that everything fucking fits, and it just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main thing he was committed to, was like, I need this stuff to fit, because it's harder than it looks. All of this shit is harder than it looks. And all of this shit is luck, by the way. So he's handcuffed to a fucking bench in the middle of a gunfight.
And nobody's hitting it. I'm like, are these stormtroopers? Like, what's going on here?
No one's hitting him. No one's thinking to hit him because they're too busy shooting the other cops.
Yeah.
And he has a gun, and that bitch only got like 3 bullets in it. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh my God. I was on the edge of my seat for that. I was on the edge of my seat for that. And then, like, finding out that one guy was like alive after that whole firefight. Because you thought everyone was dead.
Because he wasn't participating. He was kind of just like watching.
Pretty much. I wouldn't be surprised if he turns out he was a driver.
Right?
Exactly. Like, he's supposed to fuck your wheel, man. He's like, I'm alive. I can still do this.
I got this, guys. I got this. And then he's a total badass.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck, he was a whole badass. And the sociopath gave him his fucking props. Like, he's like, yes, this is the man, I'll pay.
Right.
Until he's a dick. And he's like, I take it back.
He's like, you get no money now.
You get nothing.
Say one more thing.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you're going to kill the girl? He's like, you guys have no honor.
Real talk.
He's like, even I have standards, and you were so far below them.
Oh, man. Homeless people have standards, okay? Homeless people have standards. Fuck. I love that they're... I loved fucking Billy Bob Thornton's and Alfred Woodard's costumes. Because it spoke to them as people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we understood that he is an old man. And he is very official and he's old. He's an old man going to another funeral. And another funeral. And it just never stops. And he just doesn't change out of it at this mm-hmm. point. Yes, because he got kidnapped. But it's like, once you've lived a life of, like, espionage and you really start cluing in to, like, everyone just, like, dying and your mortality, it's a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking doozy. And I love Alfred Woodard's costume because it was very much like, I have cancer. But I'm not sad about it. I'm just an old... I like my style. I'm an old bitch in my own apartment with a nice view.
Yep.
You could have left me alone. Don't know why you sent this shit to me.
You trusted her, man.
Oh, my God. And I don't blame her. I don't blame him. She's the only trust... She was literally... That was the other thing that made this movie so good. Everything was so sparse for Ryan Gosling. Everything was so... It was so last tooth, last minute, skin of my teeth, he finally makes it. It made him special that he was a criminal, too. Not gonna lie.
I mean, air quotes, criminal.
Real talk.
Like...
He's a criminal for doing the right thing.
Right. You know, like, how you gonna go to prison for fucking saving your brother? And, you know, putting down a monster that did nothing but psychologically and physically abuse you for your entire childhood. Yeah. In a... For you to be, like, a manly man. Like, the toxic masculinity type of shit.
And he never absorbed that?
He did not. He stayed true. His heart was still gold, you know?
Yeah, dude. I love that part.
I mean, he did what he had to do for 20-some-odd years with... The FBI, the CIA. Yeah, I know, right? I was like, shut up. With the CIA, right? So, right. But he was still like, no, this is fucked up. Like, this guy has way too much information.
Yeah.
And let me just check what this is.
Pretty much. Music-wise, how you feeling?
I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I really liked the record playing.
Yeah.
Like the first, when they do the flashback and he's in the house with her for the first time.
And he puts on a record so she doesn't hear.
Or she puts on the record.
Oh, wait, that's right.
And then the guy sneaks into the house, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then he's like, it's just a Thursday, we're good.
Yeah, just go to bed. Just go to bed. Sees a whole foot on the ground. A
whole ass body on the ground and shit.
He's like, it's just another Thursday.
Just, you're good. You're good. Just go to bed.
That's my motivational quote. That's a motivational line, right? It's okay. It's just another Thursday.
This is typical. Nothing out of the ordinary here.
Oh, yeah. Cinematography?
I thought it was all done really well.
It was pretty fucking awesome. I loved that. Thinking of that scene... That scene cinematography was bomb.
Because
mm-hmm. you have her room being the only light in the house.
Right.
And you got him. And we're watching this at a distance of him getting into a fight with one guy in a flashlight.
And you really, see the flashlight move.
Right.
The light, and then you're just like, what the hell?
And thinking about that, that would be hard to get into. That would be a hard thing to do. You fighting it in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
With a swinging flashlight in your eye. And you win.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
Right. Man, it's that. It's the explosions. It's the gunfight. It's literally the firefight that he got stuck in. It's the maze. It's the fight between him and Chris Evans that was really awesome. Like, a lot of this was really well done.
Well, I really like the funny parts. Like, when he tosses up the shotgun to the chick when she's on the roof.
Right.
And he's like, he turns around to throw her the magazine and she's already gone.
Right.
And then she's like, it was unloaded.
Why did you give me a gun that wasn't loaded? Who the fuck throws a loaded gun?
You know, you miss, you drop it, it pops off. somebody else is dead.
Right.
You know, like, safety first, guys. And he's like, ugh.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when, and then the callback to it when he throws the pistol at the end, he's like, you know, I wanted the ammo. He's like, who throws a loaded gun? Who does that?
Oh, my God. Again, I love that. That's like a really nice colorful detail to the whole fucking thing. Yeah, man. And again, nice cinematography. Cut to, oh, she gets tossed the fucking shotgun. She catches it. It makes it. All right, get the ammo. Where is this bitch? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you? Where are you? God. This was a good movie.
It was.
It was a really fucking good movie. But yeah. Go check it out, guys. It's The Gray Man exclusively on Netflix. Definitely, definitely worth a watch. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.